I love that.
Shauna and Lala on the radio. On the radio.
Now give me a beat.
Stand by for action.
You're listening to Shauna and Lala on the radio. Check us out at shaunaandlala.com. On Facebook at facebook.com/Shauna and Lala.
My Facebook is facebook.com/TheLalaMarie.
And make sure to follow us on Instagram at Shauna and Lala. Twitter at Shauna and Lala, and Snapchat Shauna_Lala. And am I missing anything else? I think I covered
them all. I think you covered them all.
So how is your week going? You just got back from Lake George.
Yeah, it was beautiful there. I don't know if anyone has checked out the pictures that we put up on our Instagram, but I was at a lake house log cabin that my family rented. It was absolutely stunning. You pull up to this house and the view of the lake is right there. You have your private dock, private yard, and you walk in the house and you just smell that cedar, because the whole house is made with, it's like a log cabin.
Yeah.
And everything was made from the outdoors. Like, this guy went into the woods and all the molding and the trim around the house, like inside the house, was made of trees, like bark. It was bark. It was really neat to see,
Wow.
His shower, he took stone from the river and he made the floor into this, not from the river, from the lake, and the floor was a stone. So he really incorporated the outdoors in his house, and it was beautiful. Had a lot of fun. Went kayaking every day, all day, pretty much. On the boat, fishing with my son. He had a blast. Like, he was crying when we were leaving, but it was a really, really relaxing time, more than anything. You know, I had fun, but it was more relaxing than, anything else. It wasn't my husband's pace. He's not really into all that. He liked going on the boat and kayaking, but other than that, it was, like, too laid back for him,
That's me. I don't like laid back vacations. I mean, 1 or 2 days is okay.
Yeah.
Laying on a beach, but I went to Lake George, and I was so bored. It was one of the worst vacations I've ever had.
Yeah.
Honestly. And, it was pretty, but I was bored. I mean, the resort that we were at, how many games of golf can you play?
Yeah, no. I got bored. The first 2 days were a little boring, trying to figure things out. But it was really meant for a mental break and to be with family, so I liked it. Longer than that? No, I probably wouldn't want to be there longer than that. The town, it was in Ticonderoga. And
you said it was, like, deserted.
It was, like, nothing there. They had a Walmart, they had a McDonald's, a Dunkin' Donuts, but there was no grocery store, so you had to get everything at this little Walmart. It wasn't a super Walmart. And there was no restaurants. We went to eat at this one restaurant, I won't even name the name, but the first night, and they were horrible. We called ahead and said, hey, we have 10 people, is that fine? Oh, yeah, come right in. We'll have a table waiting for you. So we got in there, and
they didn't have the table?
They had a table, but, they were trying to set it up still, which is fine. We did not care. What made me mad was it took them, 30 to 35 minutes to get our drink order.
What?
Yeah. Then once they did that, it took them let me rephrase. I think it was 15 minutes to take our drink order. Then from that point, it was 30 minutes before we got our drinks. We're like, what the hell? Come on. Then she goes to take our order when she brings our drinks, because we're like, at this time, we're starving. We just drove all the way there. And
I would have left.
I know, we should have. But there was two restaurants there. So then she takes our order, and she's like, everything we asked for, that was the other thing I forgot to tell you, they didn't have. It was like a pizza and a grill place. So Gabby ordered, my sister orders a calzone. Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. We don't have pizza. Anything to make pizzas. We're like, what?
What?
Yeah. Oh, no, because we ordered the kids' meal first. I'm sorry. I keep going all over the place. We ordered my son and my nephew's kids' meal. We said, can we get them kids' pizza? Oh, we're sorry. We don't have anything to make pizza. We ran out. We're like, oh, okay, this is like a pizza place type thing, you know? So then my sister goes to order a calzone for, you know, not realizing that she's like, yeah, I told you we don't have anything to make any sort of pizza stuff. We have no dough, we have no cheese. We're like, okay. So as we're ordering, she goes, I just want to let you guys know that there's a wait in between getting your meals because we only have one cook on and two waitresses. And I was pissed at that point. Like, we just called you and said there's 10 people coming. You could have said to us on the phone, hey, you know, that's perfectly fine, but we are short-staffed tonight, so things are going to take a little longer.
Yeah.
Long story short, we got there at 6:30. We didn't get our food till 8:50.
Oh, my gosh.
6:30, 8:50, we got our food, and we were out of there, like, close to 10. Horrible.
I would have been to the manager.
I know.
You should write a review. I write reviews all the time.
Yeah.
You should write a review on Yelp.
Yep. I should, because tell your customer that on the phone when Absolutely. They say we have 10. It's not like we showed up out of nowhere and they're like, oh, look, how are we going to handle this? We called and said we have 10 people. And we even made a joke like, yeah, we just drove 3 hours and we're really hungry. You know, they could have said, listen, we want your business. We just want to let you know beforehand that we're short-staffed. We only have one cook and two waitresses on. Anyway, we had a beautiful time besides that. For the rest of the week, or the rest of the 5 days, we cooked home.
Yeah.
We cooked home. We're like, we're not going to any more of these restaurants, even though there's like only two in town. But beautiful place. Ticonderoga is beautiful, just a little desolate. So, beautiful place, though.
Yeah, I definitely would cook home from now on.
Yeah.
To all the people that live in Lake George.
Or go there to visit.
Yeah.
Maybe not Lake George, because I heard the Village of Lake George has a ton of restaurants. But Ticonderoga, there was a Wagon Wheel place and the Sentinel Grill. That was it. So, both of those, that was the only choices unless we wanted to drive further, which we didn't at that point because we just were stuck in the car for 3 hours.
Yeah,
so.
You were probably exhausted.
We were.
I mean, at that point, McDonald's would have been better.
I know, we should have just did that.
Yeah.
And it was funny, they made fun of me because they're like, do you want to cook in tonight or go out to eat? And I was like, I don't feel like cooking. By the time we get to this grocery store, get the food, come back and cook, I'm like, it'll be too late. And meanwhile, we didn't get our food till 9 o'clock anyway. Yeah. You know, like, we should have just cooked. We would have been done faster.
Crazy, crazy. Well, I've been spending a lot of time on a farm.
Yeah, I heard that.
A local farm, yes. I'm helping out with some stuff. And it is very pretty.
I saw pictures.
I posted some pictures. I'll post some more. The sunflowers are absolutely gorgeous. And if you want to know what this place is that I'm talking about, it is called the Sunflower Valley Farm. And it's located right here in New York. You can go to sunflowervalleyfarm.com and find out more information. They have tons of events coming up, and the Corn Festival is coming up soon.
So I'm excited.
I'm super excited for that. Their sweet corn is just so good.
Yeah, everything. He does everything like farm fresh there. The corn, the maple syrup.
Everything.
It's so beautiful.
It's gorgeous. I'll post some more pictures. But that's been my week, and so, yeah.
That was at least you got to spend it on a farm, and I got to spend it in a desolate area. I don't know what's better, you know? No, I'm kidding.
Well, I mean, you had food there.
Yeah. My home. Me cooking. That was my vacation. Me cooking dinner. But anyway.
Well, today on the show, we have my friend Quentin Richardson. He used to be on the Knicks, and now he's kind of like a scout now for NBA team. And it's our 10-year reunion follow-up. We did this interview, I don't know if you saw, Lala. 10 years ago, I was on NBC News.
Oh, you were?
Yes.
No.
And, you know, the questions were like, oh, so like from 10 years from now, what do you think you'll be doing, and where do you think you'll be? So I got... You know, I found him online, and we, you know, got in touch and everything, and we scheduled a follow-up.
Oh, boy.
So, yeah, he'll be on the show later on, and we're going to talk a lot about the devastating news of Hurricane Harvey.
Yeah.
That is going on. It's just terrible.
That is our main focus today on the show, is to talk about the positive sides of it. We've seen the depressing stuff. We want to give support, hope, and, you know, bring some smiles. Just like it's done for me, I've had the chills reading these stories, these heroic stories, these people coming together. So that's what our show today is about, just in support of the victims of Hurricane Harvey and in support of the heroes of Hurricane Harvey.
Absolutely. So coming up, we will have much more of that Hurricane Harvey and more with Quentin Richardson later on. You're listening to Shauna and Lala. We'll be right back.
It's Shauna and Lala on the radio. Come check us out. Find us online, www.shaunaandlala.com.
You're listening to Shauna and Lala on the radio, and what's going on around Hurricane Harvey? Hopefully some positive things.
Yeah, like I said earlier, I want to focus on the positive aspects of this hurricane. There's always good in everything. I was always told, in a bad situation, look for the good. Look for the people helping. And that is what I've been seeing. And it's been a nice break, I have to say, from all the racial tension that the United States has been under the past few months. You know, every day hearing these horrible stories about the KKK and all of that. You know, just racism going on. And then you see this. You see this hurricane, which is devastating. It is chaotic, and it's ruining people's lives and their homes, and their, you know, people are dying and losing everything. But out of that, you're seeing everyone coming together, no matter what color, no matter what ethnicity, no matter what religion, coming together to help each other. And that is what I want to talk about today. As most of you all know about Hurricane Harvey, it is a huge hurricane, Category 4 hurricane, that has hit the United States, mainly Texas. Houston's been affected greatly. It was the first major hurricane to make landfall in the United States since Wilma in 2005. So, in a four-day period, many areas of Texas received more than 50 inches of rain. That's over 1,000 millimeters of rain. You know, it hit Texas, and it caused catastrophic flooding there. You see the pictures online. They had, like, it's like the wettest tropical cyclone on record in the United States right now. So that's the wettest, the most rain we've ever got with a hurricane in the continuous United States. So like hundreds of thousands of homes were flooded. More than 30,000 people were displaced, and there was more than 17,000 rescues that had to happen because of this hurricane, which is insane. So through all that, you see the videos, you see the pictures, people's homes are underwater, their cars are underwater, businesses, you know, everything's gone pretty much. And it's still rising right now, but the rain has stopped, thank God. Through that all, there's rescue stories, and that's what I want to talk about right now. And there was this one rescuer who, he really touched my heart with what he said, because it rang true to me. Kenny Vong was his name, and he was just a regular, you know, rescuer out there, rescue volunteer, I'll call him. And he said, "I met my country this weekend. The last 3 days, I met my country. I met them in every color, every shape, and every race. We have a loving nation. It is still here." And the stories I'm going to tell, you're going to see that, because you see these pictures, black, white, Asian, Indian, everyone out there just making human chains to rescue people, going, breaking into people's houses to get the pets out or the animals that are trapped inside. You know, it's just amazing. And that's what our country needs. And it's still there. And I do believe it. It's still there. We have to stop looking for the bad and see that there's good. And here, I'm going to tell you some heartwarming stories that will bring your faith back to humanity.
Good, because this is just too depressing.
Yeah. this story was about four teenage boys. After waking up to discover that his beloved truck was underwater, a 17-year-old boy, Texas boy, enlisted his younger brother and two other teens to get on a fishing boat and rescue more than 50 people and their pets and bring them to safety in a local shelter. Then there was members of the Cajun Navy. They resuscitated an elderly woman who was found floating face down in the floodwaters. So as they were going by, they saw her. You know, maybe some people would see, oh, she's dead, but they they took the chance to put her in the boat, and they resuscitated her, and she's doing good, thank God. There was a woman who went into labor, and she was stranded. So people found out, they formed a human chain to get her across the flooded streets, into a fire department, then into a dump truck, which took her to the hospital. And she, you know, gave birth to her little girl. And it was a good thing they got her there, because the little girl had some problems and required intensive care immediately. So she probably wouldn't have made it if she was had the baby at home, you know? This other story was, like, amazing to me. Some employees were stranded. These bakers at a bakery were stranded in the bakery for 2 days because of the floodwaters.
I wouldn't mind that.
You'd eat. So, but instead of them being idle and just sitting there, they worked all night long and made hundreds and hundreds of loaves of bread to help nourish fellow flood victims and people without food.
Wow.
It's just amazing. They took a situation where most people would be, like, stressing out, depressed, scared, sitting trapped in a building. And they said, you know what? Let's do something good with this time that we have in here. And that helped hundreds of people eat and, you know, be fed. Bass Pro, they own boat, you know, they make boats. I don't know if you know that, but they make like fishing boats. They provided 80 boats for search and rescue efforts. When Houston officials ran out of boats, they asked for volunteers with boats to come and help out. So Bass Pro answered the call with the use of 80 of their boats and $40,000 in emergency supplies.
Oh,
amazing. Amazing. And this guy, like, I love this man. He owns 2 furniture stores in Texas, and they're huge. Oh, well, no, actually, he owns more than that, but he used 2 of his furniture stores, and he turned them into pet-friendly shelters. It's called Mattress Mac, and he welcomed displaced residents, their children, and their pets into their stores to provide them with a comfortable place to stay. And I watched the video, and I saw pictures of it, and the guy's amazing. He's this older man, and he just said that he's not in it. He doesn't care about profit. He doesn't care about the profit he lost. He cares about human lives, and he felt that opening up his warehouse and letting people sleep on all the beds and all the couches and all the chairs, recliners,
is way more important.
That's his products, and he put them out there for people to have a safe, warm place to sleep and a comfortable place to sleep. And that is amazing. He let their pets in there, and he's provided them food. He used his delivery trucks to rescue people, he said, because they could be in about 4 feet of water without, you know, being damaged. So he was sending out his big delivery trucks, furniture delivery trucks, to take people back to his stores so they can be safe and warm. And that, he's amazing. He's an angel. An angel. I guess he did this also in Hurricane Katrina. So this man is an angel. This one is an awesome story, too. Anheuser-Busch, you know, they make beer. They stopped producing beer to can water. The Georgia brewery stopped production to provide 155,000 cans of safe drinking water for flood victims. And they have a picture up there, and it looks like a beer can, but instead it says water on it, you know, drinking water. So it's awesome. And this is what I mean, like, everyone is coming together. They don't care what you look like or, you know, the color of your skin. It's like, we have to help each other.
That's how it should be. I mean, it shouldn't take a catastrophe like this for everyone to come together. But it just shouldn't be that way.
Sadly, what happens, I said it when 9/11 happened, our country was so close. We were so together. And that's what it took. That was horrible. Now we have these hurricanes, and it's beautiful to see, but it's like, how long is this going to last? You know, how long is... All the posts on Facebook have been so beautiful, like people donating and people sharing these heroic stories and sharing these pictures of blacks and whites and Asians all helping each other and forming human chains. And now, when is that going to end? Like, that's my thing. When are people going to go, okay, I'm done with that. Let's get back to stirring the pot with these racial tensions and stirring the pot to hate police and stirring the pot to hate this group and hate that group. And, you know, it's sad that it's going to go back to that. I hope it doesn't. I hope we all take something from this and know that we're all human. We all bleed the same, and we're all there for each other. And in a time of need, we're all going to be there for our neighbors, no matter who you are and what you are. And I think that we all need to stick with that. And other than sticking with that, we need to donate right now. If you can't get to Houston, which most of us can't, donate. I don't believe in the Red Cross, because the profits don't go all to the victims, but if that's what you want to donate, donate. They do. They still do help. There's many other, like Sean is going to tell you about with the celebrities. They're having some donation pages up. You know, sending food, water is really important. Pet food. The pets, we need. They need pet food. We just got that shipment of pets from Houston that they rescued into our area. They took 50 dogs from the Texas floods, so they need help too. And just do whatever you can. Money, there's all these donation pages. Research, before you donate, research. Make sure all your money's going to the right place. And send the money, because that's what they need right now. If you can't get down there to volunteer, which is fine, they need the money, and they're going to need the food and the water at some point, so do all that you can do to help these poor flood victims.
Absolutely. And we'll be right back. I have your news, how Hollywood is helping everyone in Hurricane Harvey and in Texas. You're listening to Shauna and Lala. We'll be right back.
It's Shauna and Lala on the radio. Come check us out. Find us online. www.shaunaandlala.com.
You're listening to Shauna and Lala, so pretty much everywhere besides Hollywood and everything, celebrities are opening up their wallets to Hurricane Harvey relief in Houston, Texas. Everyone knows by now what's going on. And thanks to Kevin Hart, who started a social media challenge, he is challenging all of his celebrity friends to donate $25,000 to help victims affected by Hurricane Harvey. Among the celebrities that have accepted Kevin Hart's challenge was The Rock, DJ Khalid, Wendy Williams, Chris Brown, Nicki Minaj, Jennifer Lopez, and A-Rod, of course. And a few other celebrities have donated as well, and I'm sure throughout the days and the weeks we'll hear about more other celebrities donating. And other celebrities like the Kardashians, Sandra Bullock, Chris Young, Lady Antebellum, Ellen DeGeneres, and the Ellen DeGeneres Show, two separate donations.
Oh my God.
Have donated. The Houston Rockets donated $4 million.
Holy wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
And Jim Crane, who owns the team Astros, I believe that's a baseball team. I'm not really up on my sports.
No, I'm not sure.
But I think it's a baseball team. He also donated $4 million to Hurricane Harvey.
Oh my God. Amazing. So, amazing.
Yeah. It's beautiful to see all these celebrities coming together and joining in and donating. It's just beautiful.
It is. It makes me so happy. Like, even though it's a horrible time, it just makes me so happy.
Yes. And if any of our listeners would like to donate, we'll be posting, like I said earlier, a link on our social media and our website, shaunaandlala.com. Just click on the link and it'll take you right to Kevin Hart's donation page. And then also we're going to put up a link to where you can donate like different items, you know, diapers, formula,
good,
clothing, toothbrushes,
hygiene items,
and whatever else you know they may need. And then you could also text the word Harvey, like I said earlier, to 90999. That's a one-time donation, and the amount will be charged to your cell phone bill the following month.
Awesome.
So we encourage everyone to donate. You know, like I said, every penny helps. You know, you don't need to donate $25,000.
No.
You don't need to donate $100. You know, every penny counts, every cent, every dollar. Even if it's a dollar. You know, if 100 people donate a dollar, it's $100.
Yep.
And it'll help.
And if you don't have money, they're taking the dog food and any kind of non-perishable items that you can donate.
Yeah.
And baby diapers. You have any baby diapers? I know they get expensive, but I know with my son, like, when he grew out of a size, I had a lot extra, you know, left over
right
from the other size. So just think about giving stuff like that.
Clothing, you know, if a child grows out of clothing.
I'm sure they need everything right now.
Canned items, canned goods.
I have a friend who lives in by Houston. Not in Houston, but by she's affected right now, but she didn't evacuate. And the flood is in her front yard and her backyard. And they moved upstairs now. That's where they're... It didn't come in the house yet, but they moved everything upstairs and they're kind of trapped. They can't leave. The roads are flooded. And it's like, I keep checking with her. She keeps giving updates. And it's scary to know that people are kind of like trapped in their house right now.
Literally.
Yep.
There was a news broadcast the other day, and a lady called in to, I think it was CNN or Fox, one of them, and she was literally stuck in her attic and called the TV station for help.
Oh my god.
Because she called 911 and they didn't come.
Oh my god. Yeah, well, yeah. It's probably because they were, all the 911, you know, the responders, first responders are out, you know?
Yeah.
They were swamped with calls and it's they crazy. Were. So sad.
You're listening to Shauna and Lala. Coming up, we are going to chat with Quentin Richardson. We'll be right back. You're listening to Shauna and Lala.
It's Shauna and Lala on the radio. Come check us out. Find us online. www.shaunaandlala.com.
You're listening to Shauna and Lala, and right now I'm going to catch up with Quentin Richardson. It's our 10-year reunion, I guess we could call it. What's up, Q?
How you doing? How you doing? Glad to be here.
Good. So I know that you're no longer on the Knicks, and you're in Florida right now, but you're working for a team in Detroit?
Yeah, I'm retired from playing professionally in the NBA, and now do pro scouting for the Detroit Pistons. So it's a it's basically being in the front office on basketball operations side, and I do pro scouting. I get to live here in Orlando, and I scout regionally and go different places, but mostly I go to all of the Orlando Magic home games, and you know, I scout the different pro prospects that we might be interested in coming up in free agency or in different ways.
Mm-hmm. So those are college kids looking to go pro, or?
No, these are actually, we have college scouts for that. We actually go and only do only pros, so only NBA teams, NBA players, and stuff like that, so I would only be looking at, you know, potential guys that, you know, we would be interested in possibly trading for, or when they become free agents, we might want to sign them to a contract or stuff like that.
Oh, cool. So it's totally different from actually being on the court playing, you know?
Yeah, it's a lot different. It's a lot different. But it still keeps you, you know, in tune and being right there close to and part of the game and a part of the NBA. I mean, after you've been a part of it for so long, it's kind of like a fraternity. And for me, it's something that, you know, I'm still a fan of the game. And I know even if this wasn't my job, I would be watching the NBA games every night, having an NBA package. So it was kind of like a great scenario for me to still be right there up close and involved and part of the game.
Right, of course. Do you miss playing?
Absolutely. I mean, I know a lot of people say, yeah, I don't miss playing. Blah, blah, blah. I mean, I think that's something that, you know, it'll always be a part of me. I mean, I've accepted it, and I know that I'm in an absolutely different phase of my life, and I'm no longer going to be, you know, this top flight athlete and playing in the, you know, at the pinnacle in the NBA. But I think anybody that doesn't miss playing, I don't know how much you really could have loved it if you don't miss it. I mean, I think anybody who played at a high level for such a long time, you're going to miss doing something like that. But I think, like I say, my job allows me to still be right there up close and a part of it. So that's been great for me.
Yeah. So do you ever, like, run into other athletes that you know, have played with and now you're looking to, like, trade them to the team or anything?
Yeah, I mean, since I've been with the Pistons, I've had teammates and stuff that we've had the Venom team. Joel Anthony I played with him in Miami. We had him with the Pistons, and you know, I mean, it's, to me, it's not like I'm in a position where I'm telling anybody what to do or anything like that. So it's not an awkward position or anything. So I'm still good friends with whoever I was good friends with, and still have those same. The dynamics don't change from any type of situation because I'm not anybody's boss or anything like that. So it's no type of awkwardness or something like that as far as the play.
Yeah. So you have, I saw on Instagram, you're now married. I mean, 10 years ago, you weren't married, I don't think, when I met
Absolutely.
You.
No, I wasn't married. No.
And you have three beautiful children. And yeah. I love watching, you know, them pretty much grow up on Instagram and Twitter and all that. So I love seeing the pictures and the videos. And you think one of them is going to be a basketball player?
Well, I mean, I would definitely hope so. I mean, it's actually four. I have a stepson, Caleb. He's 13. Then my oldest daughter, Mackenzie. She's three, about to be four on the 28th of September, 27th. I'm sorry. QJ is one, going on two, in September 28th. And then Cruz he's 7 months now. He'll be one in January 9th. So between one of them, I definitely hope somebody. I want both of the youngest two to play ball, and they would be, you know, right there together, fourth, fifth grade. You know, to be teammates and stuff like that. So that's like a dream. So mm-hmm. We'll see how that goes. And like right now, Caleb, he's trying to get into basketball, so we want to get him going too. My daughter, she's kind of in the middle, so she kind of wants to. She doesn't want to be left out, so. When I'm trying to get them to play basketball, she's jumping in there making hoops and shooting shots. So maybe she'll play too. We'll see.
It's in the blood. It's got to happen, you know?
It's definitely in the blood.
Yeah, they are so adorable. And I'm sure, you know, they keep you running and you got your hands full.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you. I appreciate the compliment. But I thank their mother for that beauty. And, And definitely they are an absolute handful. But I mean, I love it. That's been like I think post playing, that's been the best thing that could ever happen for me, is me being married and happy with my wife, and then being able to have a great family to be around all the time, and being blessed with a job where I can have the flexibility to be at home but still work and go and do things. So I mean, it's definitely been a blessing for me.
Yeah, absolutely. It's the best when you could work from home and still, you know, have your kids there, and nothing like it.
Absolutely.
So we were, before we started talking, doing the interview, we chatted about Hurricane Harvey, and you're actually going to donate some stuff, you had said. So where are you actually going to go down there, or are you just
sending... I'm still in the process of, I doubt that I'll actually be going, but I'm definitely, I have a lot of stuff to send down there, and I'm actually trying to work out the logistics and how and where it's going to actually go. So I got a few, you know, Maurice Taylor I play with there. I'm going to try and contact him. I know TJ Ford is there. I'm trying to contact him and some of the guys that I know that are there. Mm-hmm. And see what they have going on, and see if I could kind of help in and join in with them and donate some stuff. So that's the kind of the route that I'm going to try and take to join in and help and give efforts.
Yeah, absolutely. And we just posted up for everyone that wants to donate. Kevin Hart, he actually just posted up a donation page, and he's raised over $1 million so far, and which is amazing.
Absolutely.
And we posted that up on our Facebook page. So if anybody wants to donate, just go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/Shauna and Lala. And it's right there. You could donate. You could also text Harvey to 90999. And the $10 donation will go straight to your phone bill. And it'll help everybody out. And we encourage everyone to donate. Even if you don't have $10 to donate, every penny, every cent will help. So please, please, please donate whatever you can. Clothes, even. I mean, there's so many children walking around, you know, and in the shelters, but, you know, they have nothing.
Yeah, we have, like obviously for me having, you know, three children back to back, we have some baby stuff and children stuff that we're going to send as well. So, like I said, we're gonna definitely try and donate as much things and as supplies as we can and try and help out.
Absolutely. One of my friends, I was talking to her the other day, she's actually in Houston, and she's in her house, but she has to evacuate. Like, they said it's mandatory. She has to go.
That's terrible.
It's horrible. I can't even imagine what they're going through. I mean, we had Hurricane Sandy and Hurricane Irene, and, you know, that was nothing compared to what they're going through.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's like, it's definitely a difficult time. So, I mean, it's good to see the people, you know, like Kevin Hart, the J.J. Watts, everybody. I mean, it's a lot of people, even people that's, you know, I've seen stories of people that own, you know, furniture stores and opening up Ace Hardware stores. It's just great to see at a time like this in the country that when something like this happens, that we still come together and we do things to help others.
Absolutely. I totally agree. And hopefully they could build the state back up in the city, and it's going to take time, but it'll happen.
Yeah, I believe it could.
Mm-hmm. So thank you so much, Quentin, for calling in today. And let me know when you're in New York. I'd love to see you again and catch up and meet the family.
Okay, cool. I may make my way out this year during the season for some, so I'll definitely try and give you the heads up when we can do that.
Yeah, definitely. You have my number now, so stay in touch.
Absolutely. Thank you.
It's Shauna and Lala on the radio. Come check us out. Find us online, www.shaunaandlala.com.
You're listening to Shauna and Lala, and right now it is time for our Blue Line Hero Time segment. We would like to take this time really to thank all of the first responders, police department, especially
the fire department, EMTs, all those first responders.
Yeah.
And anyone, it's not even just for them, it's anyone who stepped out there and went into those waters and rescued people, because I'm hearing a lot of the first responders were just regular neighbors, people, anyone that wanted to help. So it's amazing to see you guys helping all the first responders out there, and the law enforcement and fire department and EMTs, the doctors and the nurses, and anyone who's, I know you're all tired, I know you're all cold and wet, and you're doing a great thing, and my hat's off to you, because it's hard. It's a hard job.
Very.
And we want to say thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much.
And, definitely. I mean, I've been watching the news. I've been watching the Weather Channel, and they're going without no sleep.
No.
You know, they're going round the clock.
Freezing, wet. Yep.
Oh, yeah. Freezing, wet, cold.
It's horrible.
You know, they probably don't even know where their family members are.
I know.
It's just so, so sad.
And that one police officer that just died yesterday, or the day before, he was trying to help people, and he got in his car.
He drowned.
And the car filled with water, and he ended up dying. He was trapped in his car. So it's dangerous. It's dangerous. You don't think of it that way. Oh, they're coming to rescue people, but it's dangerous for them too. You know, there's power lines that are in the water that could electrocute you. I actually saw something that was freaking me out. A woman saw what she thought was two logs floating by her, and it was alligators. There's alligators down in Texas, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, I would think that's kind of dangerous if you're in the water and some alligator's hungry, you know? I don't know, but
yeah.
There's crazy stuff going on. So our hats are off to you. It's a tough job for anyone involved rescuing people and being out there in those wet, rainy, cold, windy conditions.
Yeah, the wind was crazy.
Is it like 150 miles per hour or something like that?
I don't know.
Insane.
It was
insane.
Really windy.
That's just enough to make me not want to go outside and help people, because anything can blow and kill you. You know, everything's a projectile at that point. But anyway, yeah. Hopefully this all ends soon, and you guys can all go home to your families, and everyone can get back to their lives, warm and safe, and in back to their homes. But I know it's going to be a long road for Texas, and
it is.
We have another hurricane coming, and I'm praying that it misses Texas, because they said it might hit them again. Hurricane Irma is on its way, so we'll keep our eye on that.
Yes, and we will update everyone next week on where the hurricane is at and the rebuilding and restructuring of Texas and how everyone is doing down there. But right now, we are going to end our show, and we will see you next week. Everybody, please say a prayer.
And donate.
And donate for Texas. You could find the donation page for Kevin Hart to be able to donate to his Red Cross donation page on our website, which is shaunaandlala.com.
And on our Facebook page, facebook.com/Shauna and Lala, everything is right there. But make sure to follow both of us on Facebook. Lala, what is your Facebook?
It's facebook.com/TheLalaMarie.
And follow us on Instagram, Shauna and Lala. On Twitter, Shauna and Lala. And on Snapchat, Shauna_Lala. Once again, please say a prayer for Texas and donate. Donate, donate, donate. Whatever you can, every little bit helps.
Yes, it does. It makes a big difference.
And we will see you next week.